Seaman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Seaman, along Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side with the ones and twos as we roll into the 5 o'clock hour on a hump day Wednesday.
Strike three brings up a good point on the Stony Brook Golf Club. It's been up a few, about 15 minutes, but it's worth, hey, Chris, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Tennessee Titans had that same thought a few years ago, and then meaning Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. So sometimes that's the problem because you're expecting both of those guys, meaning Tua and Jalen, to hopefully be better overall. I mean, I think Marcus Mariota's had a little bit more success. I don't know what Jameis' stats are, passing-wise, net yardage-wise, but you got to hope. You don't want Jameis Winston. You don't want Marcus. You want better than that.
But that's
the potential that could happen.
Look, you're not going to hit on 100% of your draft picks.
Well, obviously not.
You better hit a quarterback, though.
But at this time, you...
But what did you want? What do you want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to do 5 years ago?
No.
What do you want the Tennessee Titans to do five years ago?
If you're the Miami Dolphins. No, it's not that.
Yeah, take the guy who you think is the best quarterback in the draft
and pray for the best.
If he doesn't pan out, he doesn't pan out. But at least there's a roadmap to success here that they're going to follow.
If he doesn't pan out, then maybe you can like luck out and maybe the sixth rounder throw in you had turns out to be decent. That's happened before.
But look, the Miami Dolphins have drafted one quarterback in the first round since Dan Marino. It was Ryan Tannehill, a guy who wasn't even I know he played quarterback in high school, but he was a receiver when he went to Texas A&M and then transitioned back to quarterback after playing 2 years of wide receiver.
Tough sledding.
Like, that's not a first-round quarterback. That's just not what is in my mind as a first-round quarterback.
All right, we'll take your phone calls. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about tanking. I've got another thing I want to throw into the mix as well. But first, this is the earliest one of the day. It's 6 after. Time for a Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, Major League Baseball going on today. A big result in the National League. The Nationals lost, meaning their wild card lead is down to just a game over the Brewers and the Cubs. Onto the football field, the Eagles cancels practice today in favor of a walkthrough because they got so many injuries. Sean Payton said the Saints are going to roll with two quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill, on Sunday. And the Jets have signed quarterback David Fales to back up Luke Falk.
That's solid. So Gase is going back to all of his greatest hits. I mean, he's one phone call away from Jay Cutler at this point.
It wouldn't shock me.
No. 239-337-ESPN is the number and the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. I want to hit what overruled Texas at the end of last hour, because I asked indirectly Field Yates about this at 3:30, and you know, here's a league where we have teams tanking. The Dolphins clearly are tanking, and overruled it suggests that maybe the NFL at some point go to a draft lottery. Because I said to Field, the NFL prides itself on parity. They love worst to first flips from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
We got two games with 20-point spreads or more going into this weekend, and I think every game the Dolphins play in is going to be a 20. The NFL cannot be happy about that.
No, and they won't especially be happy. I mean, we've seen teams have bad seasons, 0-16, 1-15, 2-14.
But they were competitive.
Somewhat competitive. If this Miami Dolphin team is going to lose by 30, 40-plus points every week, that is going to be a major problem, and they're going to have to examine this situation and probably should have really examined it, you know, several years ago. But I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities in the near future that they do what the NBA does to avoid tanking.
They're not. It's not going to be what the last 2 weeks have been for the Miami Dolphins throughout the year.
How do you know that?
Because they've played the Baltimore Ravens, who the matchup against Miami is – I believe the Ravens are 9-1 all time against the Dolphins. Hold on 1 second and let me finish, Pete. And they run the ball really well against a team that does not know how to stop the run. Miami showed a lot of improvement on defense last week. Look, they allowed a really good offense to score 29 points. Their offense threw two pick sixes. I don't think Sunday's going to be a lot better because it's Dallas. And again, they run the ball really well. And Miami, they're depleted on the front line. They've got a lot of young players on their defensive line, a lot of young linebackers. They don't know how to stop the run yet. When you get later into the schedule, the New York Jets will not beat the Miami Dolphins by 20 points.
All right.
The Buffalo Bills will not beat the Dolphins by 20 points. Like, it's just not going to be that every single way.
I think Buffalo could beat them by 20 points.
The betting line will not be Buffalo minus 20.
That's what I'm saying.
I get that. The betting line may not be the crux of the point, but I'm saying if they continue to lose by three touchdowns or more every single week, that's going to be – it just looks – horrible.
It looks horrible, but I'd say if you're losing by 10 points or you're losing by 17 points, who cares?
The commissioner's going to care if they're losing by 21 points.
The commissioner's not going to care.
Yeah,
the viewership is up this year.
Yeah, he will. But
viewership is up this year.
Actually, it is.
It's up. No, it was up in Fox games. It was down in CBS games because of the Dolphins.
Viewership on the whole
viewership
from 2018 to 2019 is up.
Sunday was up on Fox and down on CBS.
Let's fine-tune this argument. Yeah. Thank you, Philly. Kevin, will there be a game where the Dolphins are not double-digit? I mean, 10 points. Will they crack single digits on any betting line this year?
Yes.
You think the Jets game is a single-digit
game? Look, they play the Redskins on October 13th. I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to go into that game as a favorite, but that will be a single-digit point spread, and it will be a single-digit game one way or the other.
All right.
They play the Jets at home November 11th. Well, Darnold will be back by then, so we'll see.
Yeah.
They got the Giants in MetLife on December 15th.
That could be the battle for Tua.
They got the Bengals the following week at home.
The battle for Tua could commence.
I'm not saying that the Dolphins aren't the worst roster in football. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they've started their season with maybe the three hardest games of the year, and that's why it's looked so ugly.
I'm looking at – I'm just saying the image. One thing Roger Goodell does not want to look and be embarrassed. And all I'm saying is, if we're halfway through the season, see, and I do think the Dolphins, I mean, after the Cowboys, they're home against the Chargers. You know, Phillip Rivers could light them up. Then they're home against the Redskins. I don't know what you're going to get out of that team. I think the Redskins are going to get the first. But it's just, and then at the Bills and then at the Steelers, all I'm saying is those are potential, every one of those games they could lose by three touchdowns plus. Every one of those. Before you get home against the Jets.
But it does seem like inevitably, as we've gone down this road before with other teams, and again, I don't think it's been this bad, there's always, like I remember the 0-16 Lions, I think most of their games, they were within one score in the fourth quarter and actually had the lead in the fourth quarter. They were competitive games. They were so bad, they found ways to lose at the end.
The 80 Saints,
the Dolphins
are
getting killed.
Yeah, And maybe they get together, and that's where Flores. I mean, if Flores makes them even, if they can play like they did against the Patriots, at least in the first half, the rest of the season on the whole, then all bets are off as far as getting humiliated every game. But if they don't, I don't know. I see ugliness in at least the next three games.
The
ugliness.
Lions from 2008 lost by 13 points the first week. They lost by 23 points the second week. They lost by 18 points. They lost by 27 points. They got blown out.
I remember them going into the fourth quarter with leads.
Okay, at Minnesota, they lost 12-10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should have won that game.
I don't know what the Minnesota roster was like that year. At Chicago, lost by 4. But again,
yeah, these are the ones I remember.
Home against Jacksonville, they lost that game by 24 points. They lost to the Bucs by 18. They lost to the Titans by 37 points. They lost to the Saints the year that they won the Super Bowl by 35 points.
So you're saying we're within 35 points of a Super Bowl contender that year? Fantastic.
Now, I remember when my first year ever covering the Patriots was 1990. I was a smaller station, and this is what I had to experience with Rod Rust as head coach. Nothing near the Dolphins, but still 1-15. Lost to Miami opening. This is one of the more competitive games. Dolphins almost lost this game. They led 27-24. Then this is the only one of the year. Was at the Hoosier Dome against the Colts.
Yeah.
16-14. Mm. Bengals blow them out 41-7. Jets blow them out 37-13. Seattle wins comfortably by 13, 33-20. Miami almost blows it again, but they win 17-10. Buffalo 27-10. Again, somewhat respectable, 17. At Philly, they lose by 28, 48-20. Against the Colts, they lose that one in Foxborough, 13-10. They get shut out by the Bills, 14-0. They lose by 20 at Phoenix at the time, 34-14. They lose by 30 to the Chiefs, 37-7. They lose by 21 to the Steelers, 15 to the Redskins, 35 to the Jets. And then the end of the year was that Giants game that was all Giants fans in Foxborough, where they didn't play for, where they were playing for nothing, kind of, and the Patriots lost 13-10.
But this is why I don't think, and I think we were talking about this earlier, you can't ask the Dolphins to do this 2 years in a row and tank for Trevor. I mean, you just can't do that to it. You got to show something. At least, even if you're losing games next year, you got to have some exciting players and a path forward with new young players like Tua or whoever else you get.
Just for bleeps and giggles, let's look at the 76 expansion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Shall we?
The creamsicle uniforms?
Yeah.
0-14, right?
Yeah.
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 Let's look at their schedule. Here it is.
This would be for the NFC
opening
Central.
September 12th, 1976 at the Astrodome. They lose to the Oilers 20-0. The next week, they are home at Tampa Stadium to the Chargers.
Sombrero.
They lose 23-0. So they've been outscored 43-0. That's nothing compared to what the Dolphins have been outscored. So,
great. The Dolphins are an expansion
then
team.
They're at home to Buffalo and lose, respectively, 14-9. Then they're at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore with Burt Jones and get humiliated 25. They lose 42-17. Then they're at Cincinnati. They lose 21-0. Home against the Seahawks, respectable loss, 13-10. Home against
Wait a minute. The Seahawks were also an expansion team that year.
Yes, the Seahawks were an expansion team, too. All right. Home against Miami, respectable loss that year against a good Dolphin team, 23-20. Kansas City, they lose that 28-19. That's their three straight home games. Then they go to Mile High. Denver blows them out, 48-13. They go to Shea Stadium, where the Jets were playing at the time, lose 34-0. Browns beat them by 17, 24-7 to Tampa. They go to Oakland. The Raiders blow them out. I believe the Raiders won the Super Bowl
year. Steve Spurrier was their quarterback that year.
Yes, 49-16. They lose to the Raiders. The Steelers beat them 42-0, and the Patriots beat them 31-14. That's a tough schedule there at the end. Oakland, Pittsburgh, those are the three best teams in the AFC that year.
And all I'd say is if you're losing by 10 or 17, what's the difference? 0-16 is 0-16. 1-15 is 1-15. I just don't get where fake outrage comes in that this is somehow sullying NFL does on the whole. Sucks beyond belief, and you've got teams at the top that – look, they've got one Monday. They got one primetime game. It's week 8, I think. They go to Pittsburgh to play a Monday night game.
Well, that's
you want to talk about ratings? Fitzpatrick against Mason Rudolph?
Or Rosen versus Rudolph?
Maybe. But I'm not going to budge on it. I still think if, and what's a sort of a big if, but especially for the next 3 weeks, if they're losing by 24 plus 30 points a game,
I just don't.
I do think it does. It does. It looks horrible because there's losing and then there's really, really.
But there's
sucking.
Nothing you can do about it at this
nothing.
Point. They
there
are
isn't.
What they are for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But again, losing is losing. Does it matter?
I think losing by 40 every week or 30 every week or 24 every week is a little bit different than losing competitively by 3 to 10 points. I think there is a little bit of a difference. You've been on teams, I'm sure, one sport or another where. You might have been humiliated one game, but then you come back, and at least you know you have the capability of coming back and being competitive and win.
I know. It goes to the old age question. Would you rather your team lose at the horn, or would you rather get blown out? I'd rather get blown out.
And we always say you'd rather get blown out.
Yeah, they're heartbreaking to lose at the last second.
At least you know you're competitive. At least you know you're there.
Yeah, but you weren't good enough, so why does it matter? Ricky Bobby, if you ain't first, you're last.
Second place is first place loser, dude.
And watch that movie.
Wow. And you're going to bust his chops about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yes.
And you haven't seen Talladega Nights.
No.
Just
it's
because
a
you're
far superior movie.
Because of your anti-like for Will Ferrell.
And movies. I love him on Saturday Night Live. But I'll give it a go. I'll give it a chance.
It's good.
I'll give it a chance.
It's a great. It's a good movie. Those two little smart-ass kids.
Is it better than Tommy Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I'll watch it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
1,000%.
Okay, then I'm in.
Put it on the poll tomorrow. Talladega Nights or Tommy Boy. That's tomorrow's poll. Other NFL news, Drew Brees having surgery today after getting a couple of opinions. By the way, the Saints have not named either Taysom Hill or Teddy Bridgewater the starter. I guess
expect
they're going
to
keep us in the
dark. I expect both to see a lot of play.
Cam Newton still not practicing. He's in a boot. This is after Ron Rivera looked me in the eye, and Cam Newton got all huffy in a press conference wearing his scarf and his whatever. He said, I'm tired of these questions. I'm fine.
No, foot, no foot. We must have that. Foot. The guy couldn't even get foot out of his mouth, the reporter, before Rivera's. No, it's not the foot. Well,
yeah,
it's something because
it
that guy would normally fall forward on fourth and inches and get a first
negative
down.
Negative 2 yards rushing in two games.
Man, you guys misrepresent people all the time. Cam Newton said in his Thursday press conference, it's on me. I have to be better.
But it's not my foot, and it's not my shoulder. And in the before the game, he got all tiffy when you get all tiffy wearing a scarf, I can't take you seriously. But he got all upset at a reporter for even asking the question. I don't think I misrepresented. I think I'm spot on. Fact.
Absolutely.
In fact, Ron Rivera was the one who cut off the reporter, not Cam Newton.
Hold on.
I got the sound. Hold on.
I think they both did. I think Cam Newton got all upset about it, too.
In fact, last week he said to go ask Todd Bowles.
Yeah, go ask Todd Bowles if I can throw 20 yards.
He threw the ball 20 yards.
I don't think he did.
Not very well.
He only had two pass completions over 20, and that was a catch and run.
And one was underthrown.
The first play of the game was down the left side. Now, he underthrew it.
Yeah, it was.
My point exactly.
But,
he threw
the ball 30, 40 yards down the field.
He did, but it was.
So can I, but I won't be accurate.
Ball 40 yards.
I challenge that. I think I can heave it 40. I think that's my max, but I can do it.
I know I can't at this point.
Colin Kaepernick, his agent has contacted all the teams that don't have quarterbacks. There doesn't seem to be any interest at this point. And I mean, it's laughable at this point. I'm to the point where I want somebody to hire the dude and just end this.
This is what Cam Newton said after the loss on Thursday.
Okay, I said pregame. You keep going after the loss. You're right. I got on this radio, and I gave him credit for what he said after the game. Go ahead and play it if you want.
If you're going to admit you're wrong, then that's fine.
I didn't admit I'm wrong. I'm admitting you have the wrong clip.
Why is Married 1 Year saying I'm bleeping all over Cam Newton? I'm not bleeping all over him. I'm saying that he's hurt and banged up, and we all know it. I like Cam Newton. What is that? What? Sometimes I don't understand what you people
I'm the
hear.
One ripping on his attire.
Well, that's a whole different
thing. I mean, a scarf and a short-sleeved suit. It looks ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous. But the whole Carolina organization is treating everybody like we're knuckleheads. I mean, and it's
troll
it's,
number two.
It's plainly
says,
obvious. The guy's hurt.
Says Chris is usually the annoying one, but Craig is super annoying today. How is that factual?
Thank you.
I don't know.
I mean, talk about spot on. I am spot on.
The Raiders just got Trevor Davis from the Packers in a trade.
They're going to a Super Bowl.
Who?
What position does Trevor Davis play?
Wide receiver.
That's fun.
That's going to help.
Yeah.
By the way,
Brett, replace AB.
Speaking of Packers, Brett Favre claims that his friends and family encouraged him to make an NFL comeback when Andrew Luck retired. I'm laughing out loud.
Somebody mentioned
that. That would be awesome.
He's 50.
Good.
He hasn't played in 9 years.
He'd throw more interceptions like he did at the end of his career.
I'd like to see it, though.
Especially in the playoffs.
But he looked old when he came back.
Yeah.
So he's, 3 years older than Tom Brady?
Dog years.
It appears that Antonio Brown will remain eligible through week 3. No commissioner's exempt list coming up. But you said one of his three charges or accusations.
Pittsburgh Jet. What are you talking about?
One of his three accusations is the one in Pittsburgh. Statute of limitations.
Yeah, it has. And here it is. And I think Ian Rappaport had it first, but it's been confirmed by everybody. The Allegheny County, Pennsylvania District Attorney has explored the alleged incident between Brown and Brittany Taylor that occurred in Pittsburgh, but that statute of limitations prevents criminal charges from being pursued. But two of the incidents mentioned in Taylor's complaint occurred in Florida. In Pittsburgh, Brown allegedly walked into a bathroom with his junk exposed and grabbed and kissed Taylor without her consent. The other two incidents in Florida involved far more troubling allegations, including the claim of forcible rape. Unknown whether a criminal investigation or prosecution will occur there. And if Brown ever faces criminal charges for the accusations made by Taylor, could be placed on paid leave and then would be probably cut immediately by the Patriots. But we shall see.
Do you know that he's dating Le'Veon Bell's baby mama drama?
Yeah, I do.
Charisse?
Now. The other thing too, the other stuff that's disturbing in the Sports Illustrated article. I mean, that the serious, real serious stuff, the alleged rape. We'll see what happens with it. But this guy, there was a charity theft at an auction where there was a theft involved, and his name was tied to it. Not paying trainers and doctors' bills, not paying so many people, ripping them off. And the guy's just a bad
Pete,
dude.
I don't think you're very understanding. I think he's got cash flow problems. Not all rich people have money. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. He's got problems.
He's not liquid.
He's got problems. I know that.
910 says, Craig, who wears the scarf better, Cam Newton or Julia Roberts? I'm not taking the bait. Obviously, Julia, even though I'm not a big fan.
I'm not sure about that.
Established that yesterday.
Troll number 2 hours, no one calling Kaepernick. Anytime Colin Kaepernick isn't better
Get into this anytime a starter goes down.
Yeah.
But it's not happening.
It's not.
And especially now that the Fails has been signed, which is, you know, that was coming by Gase. Yeah.
It's just, it's not going to happen. I think it was Spain and Company, Sarah Spain talking last night, how it's just, it's getting
laughable.
We can't bring it up anymore because it's clearly not doing anything in the NFL. Every team has made their stance on this. They're not signing the guy.
No, we played in Sound Street. Tomlin's got Stephen A. said either today or yesterday, the three teams that Colin Kaepernick's agent reached out to were the Steelers, Jets, and Saints. The Steelers were a hard no.
They went and signed.
And the Jets are a hard no. They signed David Fales.
And the
and the Saints aren't doing anything.
The Steelers signed Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another reach.
Yeah. Or was it Brock Osweiler? No, it was Paxton Lynch, I think.
No, Brock is hanging out with Kaepernick these days. Nobody
No,
was.
Brock gets, did,
No, I think Brock is on a roster.
Brock, remember we talked about it.
I remember, but I didn't think anybody followed
through. Yeah, somebody contacted. Somebody, he signed.
I don't think he signed. No, it was the Colts. The Colts brought him in for an interview.
Oh,
they did not sign him.
Okay.
That'd be devastating. You're right. Jalen Ramsey will be traded, but not before tomorrow night's Thursday night football.
He's playing.
Game.
Yeah, Osweiler's a free agent.
He's playing. Yeah.
He and Colin can go work out at 5:30 in the morning together, like Colin Kaepernick's been doing for the last 5 years.
HBO officially announced its rumored college football Hard Knocks, which will follow Florida, Penn State, Washington State, and Arizona State, will be branded under the 24/7 banner. Let's see when this is going to start.
When do the Florida Gators one? When does that air? And is that as compelling now as it once was?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Beginning Wednesday, October 2nd. Run for 4 consecutive weeks in October, beginning Wednesday, October 2nd, 10 p.m.
That's HBO?
Yes, with an hour-long special spotlight.
All right.
Spotlighting the Florida
Which
Gators.
I'm still paying
Florida's
for
first.
On my free trial with HBO for Hard Knocks. You know, I didn't cancel it after 30 days, so I'm still rolling at $16 a month. So I guess I can watch it. That's the good news.
Yeah.
239 says Brock is on the Colts.
No, he's not.
Filming will take place with each program for a week leading up to a game on each team's schedule. The episode consisting of the week of film content will air on the Wednesday following the featured game. The first episode featuring Florida in their lead up to week 5's matchup with Townsend.
Game you can hear right here on 99.3 ESPN. Jacoby Brissett and Brian Hoyer are the only two quarterbacks on the roster.
So here's a rundown. Right. Episode 2 will be Penn State, and the debut is October 9th. Chronicles the week leading up to Purdue at Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Then episode 3 is the 16th, Chronicles the week leading up Washington State at Arizona State. So we'll get to see Mike Leach twice.
Well, that's dynamite, actually.
And then Washington State, Colorado at Washington State the following week on October 23rd.
Okay. Speaking of college football, Nick Saban is now in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame from his days at LSU, and he mentioned in an interview that his biggest regret of his entire coaching career was leaving LSU to go to the Miami Dolphins. And in case you missed it, Urban Meyer doing an interview recently, talking about how he really is having a hard time filling the void of always being competitive, always getting ready for the next thing, the wins and the losses, and competing every day out there recruiting, not just for his own team, but basically recruiting against Alabama and Clemson every day, having a hard time filling that void. What does that mean? Read my lips. He will be coaching next year, even though he said he never will be coaching. But do you know how Urban Meyer, when he's lying? His lips are moving. Anytime Urban Meyer's talking, he's lying. Make no mistake about it. When Ohio State suspended him for 3 weeks last season, he said, I'm out of here. I'm too mighty for this. That's the real reason. Not because he's tired of coaching, not because he wants to spend more time with his family, not because of his health, because he is the high and mighty Urban Meyer, and he's shame on them for suspending him for 3 weeks.
Will it come up on the Fox, their version of College Game Day,
no,
before the Michigan-Wisconsin game? Will it come up? I would ask him, and my other question is, if you had your choice, where'd you rather see him, at USC, Florida State, or Tennessee?
Can you put Notre Dame on that list?
He's going to be wearing a Notre Dame sweater. Or he's going to be wearing a Georgia sweater on Saturday because he wants Kelly to get fired.
Oh, man.
But his dream job, we know, is at Notre Dame. But how does that happen? Even if they lose to Georgia, they're going to probably have a respectable season.
I had a dude at my poker table last night. Thank you for everybody that came out to play poker with us.
Oh, somebody
night.
Called in and said thanks. I forgot his name, though.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's helpful.
This is his first time out there.
We had Rick Astley guy. Well,
thanks,
we had Miami Heat guy that came out that you talked to yesterday. He was wearing a Heat hat, and he said he was the guy you told to go out there for the first time.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was him.
I had a guy wearing all Georgia hat, Georgia t-shirt, and he got bounced out. And as he was leaving, I said, so, good luck Saturday. He goes, it's going to be a bloodbath. Going to crush Notre Dame. All right, we're late. Speaking of college football, Stanford hosting Oregon at 6:30 right here. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks and Creel Tractor and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. All that to come up, you can look forward to this weekend. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday, almost to
country?
The finish line.
Is this country?
No, that's ridiculous.
You sure?
Yeah. This played on like top 40 songs.
That doesn't matter. Sort of icky, breaky heart.
This is regular mainstream, formerly top 40.
How do you
music.
Know?
I've heard this song before.
Oh, I know that.
You don't hear this played on country stations. If it were country, I would start off with my world famous Yeehaw.
You don't hear Mumford and Sons played on country music. That didn't stop you from putting them in that genre.
I think you're totally wrong. just flat out wrong. Don't forget, come at the top
Mumford
of the hour, your
Sons.
Chance to win $1,000 with the Sheba to Shepherd cash grab. I mean, it's easy. Just do it. Just stay tuned for details at the top of the hour with the word that you need to text in, and we'll take care of you. Did you know that today is actual National Cheeseburger Day?
It was yesterday. Today, nobody brought in any cheeseburgers.
That's a shame.
That's disappointing. Listener.
It is disappointing. No,
we had one sent to us last year.
Yeah.
That's right, we did.
That's true.
But it's okay, guys.
Faith is...
I know. See, Faith is right.
She's tempting me here. She says there's harmonica.
Faith was reading my mind.
I knew better than to go that way.
Yeah.
It is also national...
It's Billy Joel's country, too, when he sings Piano Man. That's country.
Fact.
It's garbage.
Oh, stop. What?
Piano Man?
Don't you dare.
I'm not a Billy
Joel
fan.
Don't you dare.
Not a Billy Joel fan.
He's not a Craig Sheeman fan.
Do you like anything from the 90s?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What do you mean anything from the 90s?
You don't like Julia Roberts?
Right?
You don't like Ashley Judd? No. You don't like...
Billy Joel's been around since
Billy
the 70s.
Joel?
Yeah.
That's prime 90s stuff right there.
You don't like Roy Orbison? We know that.
That's 60s.
That's pre...
That's pre-Craig.
No, that was 60s, 70s, 80s,
I wasn't born
90s.
In 67.
You were born during Roy Orbison's...
He was popular before I was born.
Yeah, he was popular after.
He was born. He's what we call an oldie.
Chiefs fan in the Cape, you're right. If Craig hasn't heard it, it's country.
That's right.
Well, you know, there's some there. But I know it when I hear it. But now, listen, I used to be a DJ at a country music song. It was one of the worst jobs I ever had. It was death.
Did you talk up the song? Did you even know the song?
I mean, every song, my dog got run over by the tractor and my girlfriend left me. My God, I wanted to hang myself after every six-hour shift of spinning that
crap. Was it records or was it CDs?
Carts.
Oh,
carts.
Yeah, okay.
Which, for those that don't know, looked like 8-track, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 9239. Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. It's too late in the show.
No,
for
it's
here
not.
We go.
Here we go. This is your. This is a big character flaw with you, Craig.
Character flaw?
Craig.
What? What did I do wrong?
This. You put everything in a box.
Right.
Everything's got to be.
paints everybody with a broad brush.
Yeah, black and white. That's not a great way to put it right now. But you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Pass or fail. Simply black or white. With us or against
life
us.
Life is gray.
Life is what?
Gray.
Gray?
Yeah, like black and white mixed.
Yeah?
Makes gray.
Okay.
A lighter shade of black.
Really?
Right.
I'll go with you. It's fine.
Cleveland is going to shine, 239 says, against the Rams Saturday night. Count that as
Sunday
a W.
Night.
Yeah, Sunday night.
What?
That's Sunday, what the texter put in.
NFL plays on Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday night. Count that as a W. Are you crazy? Count it as a W? They might, but they better play a lot better than they did. If they play like they did against the Jets, they will lose by 20.
What about the Titans?
Even though they lost by 30. They
that's
lost
what I'm
by
saying.
30 there. But yeah.
Reese's Genius says, when you play everything, play country music backwards, you get everything back. That's
best
true.
Best country song ever, Donnie says. My favorite color's camouflage.
All right, do you know that
what
song?
What is that?
Do either of you know that song?
I don't.
Think that's worth a listen because, listen, I've made my stand with Freebird for classic rock, southern rock, whatever you want to call it.
Kentucky.
But if my favorite color's camouflage is the best country song ever, I'm going to have to hear it first because country, by and large, sucks.
Faith is all over you. This is why no one's sending you cheeseburgers.
Faith is always all over me.
Craig would just complain about them.
I would not.
Kentucky
I don't
Tim
see
says,
that,
I have
no.
rarely.
Kentucky Tim, Billy Joel, 90s. Yeah, that's crispy and... Yeah.
Well, look, I was born in 90.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing
that's the Billy Joel that I know.
Well, he had plenty of hits then, too, but he started
that's
in
my
70s.
Point here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to Cole
so you
Ford.
Couldn't find the song. It didn't, so this Donnie has the wrong title, probably.
My favorite color's camouflage.
Never heard of it.
So it's got a, I never heard of it. Maybe we have heard
well,
of it.
Well, as the previous texter said, if I haven't heard of it, then it is country. And we're so far.
No.
We're going down the right road.
Is there anything come up when you type that in on Google?
No, like I even do my favorite color.
See, Donnie, I'm calling you out. You all of a sudden you say this is a great song, and you can't even get the title right because country sucks.
Did you Google it?
No.
Well, try Googling if it comes up anything.
Oh, Donnie says that was total sarcasm. Sorry, that didn't come through in the Stony Brook Golf Club text line.
239, we're not doubters, but Baker's looked like horse poop this year. Like, he's been bad. I get it. He threw for over 300 yards.
I do like
89 of those came on one throw.
I do like his. I do like his commercial where he's flipping the lights.
Oh, the lawnmower?
No. His girlfriend's up in the booth. He's trying to turn on the lights to the stadium.
Baker?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this one.
Oh, it's a classic. It's great.
So does Craig hate Jimmy Buffett because he's kind of country? He's not country. He's
It's almost
Buffett.
Like island country almost.
He's more Key West kind of dude.
I know we've had this before. 239. Watermelon Crawl is the best country song. Is that?
It's a good one.
How's that
speaking
go?
Of watermelon, Chris's
how's
wife
that go?
Had made a ridiculous statement earlier
she was
today.
Way off
that
base
watermelon
on this.
Is no good.
It's delicious.
If I got a mixed fruit salad, I'm going in for all the watermelon and the strawberries first. And leaving whatever else is behind. Although I'll eat that also. Thought that was an outrageous comment. Who doesn't like watermelon?
I think the cheap fruit to put in a fruit salad is pineapple. I hate when people
you don't like pineapple?
Not in a fruit salad. No, I'm not a big fan of pineapple. It's like the only fruit I really don't care for. I don't like
that's
it.
It's funny because you've never made a sour face before.
No. I keep copying you.
I know. Pineapple's delight, but you can have too much pineapple. Pineapple should be an accent fruit in a fruit salad.
I like grilled pineapple. We had this before. Grilled watermelon, so underrated. It's so awesome. And grilled pineapple is way better than... And pineapple pizza just should be... You should be arrested.
I was with you, and then you lost me.
Where did you lose them?
Pineapple pizza. It's really...
Every once in a while, I'm sorry, I like a good Hawaiian pizza with ham and pineapple. It's not often.
Ham, fine.
But once in a while.
It's delightful.
You're probably eating spam. It's Hawaiian.
Spam?
What's the national meat of Hawaii?
I've never had spam.
I get you would have. I might have had it by accident. I've never bought it. But if you go out to Hawaii, you will have it.
What is this?
Camouflage.
Oh, by Chesney?
Paisley. No.
Paisley, hold Chesney.
On. Feel it. Feel
all
it.
The same.
Here we go. Yeehaw! Put me on the old electronic bowl. Spin around a few times.
239 says, what about chocolate-covered pineapple? I've never had that, but if there was a small piece, yeah, I'd probably like it.
Here's another thing about country music. Wow. You know the singers, they all sound like they're prepubescent, like their voice is about ready to crack.
You are unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. So everybody sounds like Roy Orbison to you. That's what you said about him.
And that's what I said about. Now, Johnny Cash should be an exception. That's a pretty deep voice.
Roy Orbison's pretty.
You know, Johnny Cash, Craig Sheeman, you know, deep voices. Very nice to listen to.
Hello.
But this Kenny Yeehaw! This is garbage.
Camouflage.
Go to break.
It's horrible.
Go to break. I mean, I can't.
I hate it when I'm right.
I can't do it with you. Your 5 o'clock right hour takes have been so off this week, Craig.
You know, I think I've been on fire this week. En fuego in Spanish.
You've offended not only this radio station listeners, but in the state, but the planet. Since I am a man of the planet, you have offended my planet.
Yeah, you're a man of the planet. Well, I'm a man of the universe. Yep. So top that. Fact. Nailed it.
Oh, yeah?
Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up at 6.
I'm man of the galaxy.
Okay, universe is still bigger than galaxy. Duh.
Wrong.
It's not. I don't think so, Pete. I'm pretty sure that there are
many galaxies.
I'll look it up during the break.
The universe is bigger than the galaxy. The universe is everything.
All right. I'm multi-universal. I exist in multi-dimensions.
This just took a turn.
Win $1,000 with a Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab at the top of the hour.
By your own galaxy.
Sheeman and Shepherd at 99.3 ESPN.
Universe.
And the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm always right.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Go get some sweet and smoky ribs and some 29-degree beer. Sounds good at the end of the day, doesn't it? Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. First of all, congrats to Gasbag, who texted in. Craig needs his own segment called You Know What Grinds My Gears. 3 hours gone right there. That's the smartest thing I've heard on this show all day today.
Peter Griffin on Family Guy. Yes, you'd fit right in.
And
at least out of your mouth.
Ryan texts again saying I'm not cultured. That hurt. All right. Let's...
Fact!
1848, on this day in history, baseball rules that first baseman can tag first base instead of the runner. Breaking development in 1848.
Mom.
Happy birthday to Ronaldo, some soccer player, 1976. Jada Pinkett Smith.
So that would be the Brazilian Ronaldo, not the Portuguese Ronaldo.
There's two of them?
Ronaldo, yeah, was a great striker for Brazil, I guess he was part of that 98 World Cup winning team or World Cup losing team. Did Brazil win or lose that World Cup? I think they lost that World Cup to France in 98.
I had no idea there were two of them.
Yes.
And then there's Cristiano Ronaldo.
No. And he's always in trouble, right?
Taxes.
No.
Oh.
Well, there was a tax thing and an alleged rape.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Taxes and rapes.
That was false.
Really?
The rape. The tax thing was real. The rape thing was not.
James Gandolfini, 1961, no longer with us. One of Pete's people. Mm-hmm. And Greta Garbo, 1905.
So, again, painting a brush.
Scotty Bowman, this is his 86th birthday.
Scotty Wide Bowman, brush. Great hockey coach
like
of all time.
Like a paint roller.
One of my people.
Lance Armstrong is 48. Go take a bike ride. And Jimi Hendrix died in 1970. Pete, what do you got? Roller brush.
Chris Falica, you know, the bear from Game Day.
Falica.
Falica. It's not Falica. It's Falica. Interesting stat about Michigan State football. In the last five games versus Power 5 teams, OSU, Nebraska, Rutgers, Oregon, ASU. Spartans offense. I know we have some not only in this building, but a ton of you around this area. You should feel depressed. The Spartans offense has 3 touchdowns and 9 turnovers in 67 drives against those teams. One 80-yard drive held to single digits in 4 or 5 games. 0 touchdowns in 3 or 5 games. 14 points, of course, at Rutgers.
Yeah.
The most in that span, which doesn't even count because they're not even a real football team.
You're right. It's rough.
That is what has happened to Sparty.
Sparty!
Where are you?
Chris, what do you got? Stone Cold Pick of the Night?
No, there's no sports on tonight.
Sarah Spain coming up at 6.
Sure there is. Got meaningful baseball games on tonight.
Yeah, hopefully another 5-hour marathon with the Red Sox with 24
pitchers. That was something that Mike Yastrzemski, the grandson of Captain Carl, hitting one out last night. That was a great moment.
So this is out of India. 40 people have already signed up for a farting competition. They're going to be tested on how loud, long, and musical their releases are.
Musical.
Winner could nab a trophy and cash prize.
Yeah, it's going to sound like one step above country when they get done the musical notes.
Well, I mean, a lot of curry, obviously, and then you can curry is a great spice, and you can just.
We need to do more on this tomorrow. We need to follow up on this story.
Curry, couscous. You make couscous
the food's so nice, they named it twice.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, am I working overtime here? What time are we out here today? Did we blow through another break?
Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab at the top of the hour. Listen for the word, then text it into the number 45911. Not this number, but you got the deal. Or just download our app. Check out our website. It's for free. So,
wonder what hot takes Craig will have tomorrow.
We'll find out in the 5 o'clock hour, won't we?
Maybe he won't like babies and puppies.
Now that's just ridiculous. I love puppies and babies.
I love puppies.
Oh, you know what he doesn't like is kitties.
Darn it!
We blew through another break for Chris Lee Shepherd. I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. God bless America, everybody.
It's my bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.